Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, stupid gets stupider. And I guess the latest online trend, this is so flipping dumb, this is, I can't even begin to say how stupid this is. The latest online trend are people basting, marinating, sautéing their food in NyQuil, cold medication. And I saw one of the videos, just one of them, I couldn't handle seeing it anymore, where the guy was pretty funny. But he was literally cooking and basting his chicken in NyQuil. The NyQuil was boiling. It was making a vapor. He was breathing it in, going, ah, now I feel sleepy. And the chicken was blue. I guess it was a blue NyQuil. And this is dangerous as hell. In fact, the FDA has warned people, especially teenagers, to not cook your food in cold medication. This is, you know, you just kind of wonder where we're going from a Darwinian survival of the fittest aspect if people are doing this. And the problem is these cough and cold medications, whether they have diphenhydramine or pseudoephedrine or phenylephrine, these are things that are supposed to be stored at room temperature. They're not supposed to be heated. They're also not supposed to be inhaled like in a bong. In fact, in this one video, what the guy did, and I wrote an article on it, it's on my Twitter and Facebook. What this guy did was, after he cooked his chicken and the fat all melted and dissolved and the juices came out and the chicken breast was starting to get all dry, he took the gravy that I had the NyQuil on it and then he put it back in the bottle. You don't be drinking anything that you brought to boiling level. The chemistry changes, the concentration changes, and you also don't want to breathe that in. So the FDA, I'm sure they were just falling out of their chairs wondering why the hell this has to take their time. But the FDA says boiling a medication can make it more concentrated and change its properties in other ways. Even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body. It could also hurt your lungs. Duh. Put simply, they had to actually simplify it because they think we're idiots. I apparently so. Someone could take a dangerously high amount of the cough and cold medication without realizing it. So what's a NyQuil? Well, CVS list their ingredients as acetaminophen, which is your Tylenol, the dextromethorphan, doxylamine succinate, phenylephrine. Those are the active ingredients. The inactive ingredients are alcohol, citric acid, DNC yellow number 10, FDNC yellow number 6, FDNC green number 3, flavor, not sure what that flavor is, but it just says flavor, glycerin, propylene glycol. You shouldn't be heating that crap up. Purified water, saccharin sodium, sodium benzoate, sodium chloride, salt, sodium citrate, sorbitol, and sucralose. Remember they were talking about how some diet sodas, depending on their artificial sweetener, the heat could make a chemical composition, a chemical reaction that turns to formaldehyde? Don't be stupid, people. And these online trend because of the likes, because of the shares, the more insane and crazy and outlandish people do things, the more attention they get. And now everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to be a comedian. Everybody wants to be a reporter. Everybody wants to be an influencer. That's the biggest career goal of the Generation Zs and young millennials, is to become an influencer. You become an influencer, you get a podcast, you could get a TV show, you could get advertising and money on your YouTube clips and TikTok and boomerangs, whatever. And I'm sorry, but as a consumer of entertainment and as a potential fan, if I saw you cooking with NyQuil or Preparation H or God knows what, I think you're a flippin' idiot, okay? I wouldn't really think that you would be an influencer. An influencer is somebody that helps steer the latest trends. And, you know, well, this is what you should wear. This is how you should be working out. This is what you should be eating. You know, they have, you know, some, you know, meat behind what they're, even if they're vegan, they have some meat behind what they are purporting or suggesting or teaching or educating on. This is just plain stupid and plain dangerous. Now, it's not as stupid as some other challenges. I think this all started with the cinnamon challenge, where people would snort cinnamon and then they would hallucinate, and moms were like, what the hell are you doing? This was the cinnamon challenge. You would cough also until you puked. That was something. The Tide Pod challenge was really dumb, where you would put colorful Tide Pods into your mouth, hoping they wouldn't burst. And if they burst, well, you lost. But then you inhaled and got all these chemicals in your mouth. The fire challenge is really stupid. The fire challenge is where you light yourself on fire. Please don't do this. But you light yourself on fire, and then you race into the shower while your buddy is videotaping you. And these individuals are full of third-degree burns, fourth-degree burns even. The fire challenge, I believe, there was a 12-year-old girl from Detroit who has needed multiple surgeries to repair the burns that affected most of, about 50% of her body. And then a 12-year-old boy in Georgia did that. These young individuals don't realize that what they're looking at is stupid. And then the condom. See that girl sticking a condom in her nose and then pulling it out of her mouth? I mean, if you think you're going to make it rich, you got another thing coming, because the average person looks at that as that's stupid. So don't be cooking your chicken in NyQuil. I understand Thanksgiving's coming. You guys are worried about what you're going to baste it in. Ixnay on the cold medicine age. All right? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOT-DOT.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So having worked in education, we were pretty well trained on Title IX violations and inappropriate dress, and how to manage an employee who might be wearing something suggestive that could put other people not at ease, could put her at risk, and she might not realize that her skirt is too short, her thighs are showing too much, her nipples are protruding. And most of the time, especially in corporations, they might have a female talk to another female saying, you know, look, you might want to consider an undergarment, a bra, something like that, because these are things that might be construed differently, and we have a dress code And we want to try to, you know, avoid you being gawked at or looked at or somebody saying something inappropriately. Because when your skirt comes up, they could see your crotch. I mean, there's different discussions that I guess people have. Some may be more abrupt than others. Well, apparently there's a lot of controversy now in Canada, as there is a teacher who is trans and has prosthetic breasts. But the prosthetic breasts are not like the A cup, B cup, C cup. They appear to be almost L or M size with very prominent nipples. And it is very apparent, distracting. And students are reportedly skipping class. Some really don't care. But a Canadian high school has said it is going to be illegal to criticize or to stop the transgender professor, teacher, from wearing these huge pendulous prostheses. And it's not only nipples, you actually have indentations of the areola. I mean, it is a very, she's wearing a pink shirt. It's very provocative. The nipples are about an inch. I mean, they're large. And they're protruding at least a centimeter. So here we are, which is why, and again, I don't believe Title IX necessarily extends to Canada. Canada probably has their own rules. But this is something that educators or people in corporations are struggling with as to how do you do one side of things where, okay, you know, men can't walk around with their zipper down. Men can't walk around with tight pants and their package showing. Women can't have their breasts falling out of their blouses. But if somebody is transgender and using prostheses, we'll let it go. So it's how do you deal with the consistency? Yeah, I told you that when I was at UNLV with the students, I love that campus. I went to UNLV. But when I was driving into the parking lot, there was a big, huge billboard that was on the street by a company selling a vibrator. And they called it the body wand, or you're the wand that I want, pink cherry. I don't know what the brand was. I couldn't tell. But it was an ad that was obviously addressing the college students, and you could see it from campus. So if campuses are trying to remove sexually provocative material, disallowing any sort of sexual provoking, you know, discussions or behavior because of Title IX, if you feel harassed, then how is this billboard in view and that's fine? Either we're allowing vibrators and discussions of that and all that, or we're not. Pick one. So Kayla Lemieux, a manufacturing technology teacher at Oakville Trafalgar High School in Ontario, was recently pictured instructing a shop class with the large prosthetics on. The clothing was stretched. They stuck out pretty prominently. And the school district did defend the teacher and said it would no longer answer questions about the issue because it was a personal matter. And I get the schools in between a rock and a hard place. I get that. The district also claimed that interfering or criticizing the teacher would go against the Ontario Human Rights Code. They say the HDSB recognizes the rights of students, staff, parents, guardians, and community members to equitable treatment without discrimination based on gender identity and gender expression. Gender identity and gender expression are protected grounds under the Ontario Human Rights Code. Okay, that is fine, but then if girls want to wear short skirts or tight tops without a bra, do they get to? Or it just, is there going to be consistency? And that's what is just, that's what's kind of making it. And here's the thing with the shop teacher. And again, look, you want to add prostheses, you want to stuff your bra, that is your choice. You want to stuff your pants, that is your personal choice. But these breasts that are, I think, like a G, an L or M, could be getting in the way of the saw. You see her sawing. And I don't even know if it's a safety issue. So I'm not sure what schools are supposed to do. And, you know, me personally, I understand how if something is grossly provocative, there's like standard of care in medicine, so there's kind of standard of dress. And if something is provocative, and I think we as a society can agree that upper thighs might be provocative, nipples, areola, you know, a very, very tight pants, G-strings, you know, things like that. If we as society say, look, these are things that we wouldn't want our daughters wearing, we wouldn't want them to, you know, wear at school or not realize that this is something that could, you know, put them at risk, you know, for, I don't know, harassment or assault. I think we all could then agree. I think then we can make some recommendations. But then it has to be across the board. Apparently there was, I think, even protesters who were protesting. How I feel is you want to dress a certain way, you want to dress a certain way. But if there's going to be rules against provocative dress, you need, then they have to be consistent. And if somebody does want to wear sexualized prostheses, you know, and I get when people transition, they want to have breasts. Not sure why they would want double M's. Those are very limiting with your job. They're very, very limiting. I mean, if you had a choice, I mean, my double D's are too much for me. I wish they'd be smaller. So I get that there's a practicality to it, but I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So my recommendation with everything going on, and I understand we're changing, we're resetting, we're trying to find ourselves, we're trying to be progressive, but you just have to be consistent because it's, you know, I understand that individuals, especially young children, kind of need guidance on right, wrong, appropriate, not appropriate. And, you know, nipples are natural and we breastfeed and we used to be a society where we were shirtless. In fact, there's a huge platform of women saying if men could be shirtless, women should be able to also. But one of the reasons why there's rules for that is because if a woman gets accosted by somebody who touches it or looks at it or whatever, you know, they could file harassment charges. They could file. So society's kind of tripping over themselves going, well, how do we manage open nudity, but liability for harassment and lack of law enforcement or lack of protections for individuals? Same thing with schools. If a girl wears a blouse, such as the teacher, without a bra, and somebody says something about her nipples, she can sue that student. That student could be ejected for a Title IX violation. You got to be consistent then. Nipples in, nipples out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Fiona flowed through Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic at the start of the week, pounding the island with up to 30 inches of rain. That resulted in the triggering of overwhelming flooding, mudslides, and destruction. As of last hour, 1,091,000 households in Puerto Rico are still without power. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against a $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of not buying advertising time with black-owned media. NASA is conducting a crucial fueling test of its Artemis 1 moon rocket this morning. Technicians began loading liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen propellants a couple of hours ago. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So U.S. inspectors had found issues at a Catalent Inc. factory that produces COVID-19 vaccines, but has allowed some doses to be cleared for use after they received assurances from vaccine maker Moderna. Why? There were particles in them. And they apparently, some pharmaceuticals produced, according to the U.S. FDA, had visible particles that the company failed to thoroughly look into. It's according to investigators within the FDA. They said in a report released Tuesday, Catalent has received 179 complaints about particles over the last 2 years. That's 179 too many. Why wasn't there a recall? I mean, if this happens with any other brand, there's an immediate recall inspection. They say a recent FDA inspection at her Bloomington facility resulted in observations that Catalent is already addressing as it seeks to continuously improve its operations. That's what the company said in an email. This is being reported by MSN. Production at the facility has continued without interruption. They say Catalent's protocols weren't adequate to prevent contamination and errors weren't properly investigated. And I know some of you are thinking, well, if there were 179 complaints, what about the ones who didn't notice? I told you when, remember when there was that, was it the Framingham, was it a Framingham pharmacy that would do mixed drugs and would produce the steroids that were used for back injections and neck injections? If I remember correctly, I think it was like a Framingham pharmacy. I have to double check. And this pharmacy, possible chain or maybe just one, was the source of the fungal meningitis outbreak we had years ago. And apparently their steroid vials that they were supposed to be making in aseptic technique was contaminated. And on inspection, I believe they found mold or fungus in the clean room. And sadly, a number of individuals died because when the doctor injected the steroid into their neck or back for epidural injections or facet injections, these people got a fungal meningitis. Meningitis in and of itself is deadly and scary, but fungal, even more difficult to treat. And so I had warned you all that any time I would inject a steroid to do a knee injection or anything, I would always examine the bottle. Because people said that you could see the fungus, you could see the mold in the vial. The problem is you have to shake up the steroid before you give it. And if somebody's half-assed, they could grab the bottle that has been sitting there, shake it because they know to shake it, and then when it's shaken, you might not be able to see the contaminant that was in there. Really dangerous. So I always recommend before you shake the bottle, if it's a bottle that needs to be shook, for the love of God, inspect it. So Moderna, they're right now in the thick of the fall booster push, asked the FDA to review certain batches of its COVID-19 shot made at the plant and release them to meet demand. Pharmacies and other vaccine providers have reported tight supply of their shot because of this Bloomington facility. They say we are working closely with U.S. government to deliver significant amounts of updated bivalent booster doses as we continue to see high demand in certain areas of the country. We continue to be on track to meet our committed delivery of 70 million doses of our updated bivalent vaccine by the end of the year. Bivalent means this is the one that's the updated booster. So, it covers for two strains, Omicron and the wild type. So it's called bivalent. Moderna had tapped Catalent in June 2020 to fill and package its COVID vaccine at the Bloomington site. The company said in April 2021 that Catalent would dedicate a new high-speed filling line at the factory to Moderna for its vaccine and any other potential products in its pipeline through June 2023. Catalent said in September 2020 it would invest $50 million to build the high-speed filling line, which is the third such line at the Bloomington site. So, you wonder when you hear of these things where there's pieces of this or pieces of this and there's recalls. Yeah, and it would be very interesting to see if there's a common thread or a common sort of machinery or a common type of protocol. But something gets in there. And then something gets in there and then it could affect the whole line. And then how does somebody not notice? You're supposed to have humans watching the machines and seeing if something got in somewhere. Now, it could also be people are lazy. I told you guys when I was doing side work, when I waited tables in medical school, and there was a party, and everyone's like, come on, Dolly, hurry up. And my side work was the longest, and I'm like, I'll meet you guys there, no big deal. And as I'm preparing the salad dressing, I had the Thousand Island, I saw a little red dot. And I'm like, why is there a red dot? And it was right before the red dot went under. And I look, and I see that I had cut myself on the Saran wrap. And I had bled into the dressing. So I dumped the dressing, threw everything in the dishwasher, bandaged myself up, washed up, regloved, and went and made new salad dressing. Well, what if somebody was lazy and really wanted to get to the party? They could have just stirred it in, not cared. What if some of these factory workers do see when it happens? And they're like, oh, my God, I have to stop all this production. I'm not going to be able to go, you know, forget it. It won't be a big deal. Sadly, accidents could happen, but also poor ethics can happen. And I'm tired of hearing how products have pieces of metal or particles in them. And if this company got over 179 complaints, how long has this been going on for? And how many more issues were there? So I find it to be very frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Public officials who want Ebola to go away and never smolder again are frustrated because there appears to be a new outbreak declared in Uganda. One has already died. According to Fox News, an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda after health authorities confirmed the case of a relatively rare Sudan strain, according to the Health Ministry and World Health Organization, and a 24-year-old man in Uganda's central Mubende district showed symptoms and later died. Health Minister's Permanent Secretary Diana Atwine said the patient with the confirmed case had high fever, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and was vomiting blood. He was initially treated for malaria. See, that's the thing. I would be suspecting Ebola all the time. Ever since we missed that case in Texas. I think it was Thomas C. Duncan. I forget his name, but he went into an ER. They called it food poisoning. He went home. A few days later, came back, full-blown Ebola, and died. I would be like, do you have Ebola? There are currently 8 suspected cases right now receiving care in a health facility. That's according to the World Health Organization's Africa office. And it was helping Uganda's health authorities with their investigation. The World Health Organization said there have been previous outbreaks of the Ebola Sudan strain, 4 in Uganda and 3 in Sudan. The last outbreak of the Sudan strain was 2012. And then there was an outbreak of the Ebola Zaire strain in 2019. So, yeah, Ebola has various strains, too. So the World Health Organization said ring vaccination of high-risk people with the Ervebo vaccine is highly effective at controlling the spread of Ebola in recent outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and elsewhere. But the vaccine has been only approved to protect against the Zaire strain. There is another vaccine produced by Johnson & Johnson, but it hasn't been tested against the Sudan strain. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Vladimir Putin has basically threatened the West, and he has threatened that he will use nuclear weapons in a heartbeat, and he is building his case for him playing defense and not offense, which he started all of this. And when you look at his speech, you see him making a case for taking this to the next level. And, you know, I have been obviously very concerned with how we've approached this. I didn't want our troops on the ground. I didn't want to engage in World War III in February. But I, as well as many others, have pointed out that this, you know what, he's not going to be like Hitler. Now, there's not going to be camps. He's not going to do mass genocide. He's not going to try to start World War III. This is almost history repeating itself. And I really did believe, and I still do believe, that Putin would love to be the start of World War III. That he would love to not stop, and he has no intention of stepping down. So either he gets removed by his own regime, by his own people, or he goes for broke. And that is a very, very scary situation, especially since now that the Russians have retreated, we are seeing the mass graves. We are seeing camps, torture camps. We were told by prisoners that escaped that they are busing people and shipping people to camps. This is the Nazi regime all over again. But, you know, we were supposed to, after World War II, have a plan. And that plan was United Nations. And the United Nations was supposed to never let a Holocaust happen again. Never let something like Hitler and his Nazi regime do this destruction that they did. And so a lot of questions are, where's the UN? Where's the UN? We see the mass graves. We see, you know, what is the role of the UN? The UN is supposed to prevent something like this from happening again, World War II, or a Holocaust. So Putin probably needed to be addressed day one, but nobody wanted to go into a conflict. You know, they're like, well, we're going to help Ukraine. And Ukraine has been doing a fantastic job keeping the world out of World War III. But sadly, they have taken huge, huge tolls on their economy, on their land, on their numbers, on their families killed, broken up. It's what they're doing is miraculous. But Putin doesn't want his enemy to only be Ukraine. When you look at his speech, he is almost dying for a reason to fight with us. So some of the verbiage, which is sadly fascinating in a not so good way, is him calling his opponents Nazis. Cities of Donetsk, Luhansk, the People's Republic of Kherson and Zaporizhia, and other people free from the Nazi regime. We will be talking about the steps of protecting our sovereignty, the will and desire of our citizens to determine their own future, and about the aggressive bloc of Western countries that are trying to keep their supremacy at all costs, that are trying to block and suppress any independent centers of development in order to force their will in brutal ways on other people. Now, I'm like, is Putin talking in a mirror? Is he talking to himself? How is Zelensky, who's Jewish, and his wife Nazis? But again, the propaganda to get his support. Apparently what's happening now is they are calling in all their reservists. Apparently people are trying to flee Russia so they don't have to be conscripted into the army. And he is trying to make this as he is preventing a Nazi regime. Okay, am I missing something here? So he said that the West, right, the aim of the West is to weaken and destroy. They're openly saying that in 91 they managed to split the Soviet Union, and now is the time for Russia itself. Russia will be split into many regions and areas which are fighting each other to the death. He says the West has had these plans for a long time. They supported bands of international terrorists in the Caucasus. They are encouraging NATO to come to our borders. There is total Russia phobia and many years of total hate for Russia. So he says the Luhansk People's Republic is fully cleared of the Nazis. The fight in the Donetsk People's Republic continues. So he basically is trying to justify what he's doing as he's fighting the Nazis. He also says he is not bluffing. He will use, he says Zaporizhia is getting attacked. He's saying the U.S. is arming the Ukraine with equipment that can enter Russia and can kill Russians and can hurt their sovereignty. And they are building up this legal case for them to say, this is why, you know, we're not bluffing. we will use nuclear strength. And, of course, America is fighting back going, okay, well, we will too. So things should have never escalated to this degree. But they are. And we might kick the can down the road. The UN might be saying, oh, we're doing inspections and we're this. I wonder if the snake's head needed to be cut off right at the beginning with all this. And Putin, when you read, and I'm not going to go through his whole thing, but when you read his speech, even though this is addressed to the world, it's also addressed to his people. One is you see the propaganda, he's fueling the people. He's fueling his side where they are fighting the Nazis. This is our enemy. And they defeated the Nazis during World War II with the help of America and England and the, you know, allies. But they are faced with this again. And he's bringing up the Nazis to almost warrant a World War III. And I predicted, a lot of us predicted that this, if World War III was coming, this would be the start of it. And then China comes into play with Taiwan. I think China personally is waiting for America to expend as many billions as they could and then watch the infighting of all the spending. And then they, when they think that America is at its weakest, which is going to be around election time, they will probably go, you know what, here we go. You know, America's not going to spend any more. They already dumped billions into Ukraine. And that wasn't a popular move. So, Putin, if you look at the psychology of a narcissistic, crazy leader, this is somebody who is wanting to go down in history and wanting to be adorned by his people and wanting to look like a savior. He wants to be the next Lenin, Stalin, whatever. And so he will not go down. All this movement of Ukraine taking back their villages, which is fantastic, right, doesn't mean Putin is going to, he is going to do a suicide mission or he's going to go for broke. So I really do believe he doesn't care, because what he cares about is his legacy. So he'll go down fighting, and he will make, and he is already trying to set up where he has been attacked this whole time, that they are defending themselves when they invaded Ukraine, that was all defensive. So once you're dealing with somebody like that, I mean, it seems really easy when you watch these movies. All right, well, we're going to the battlefield, and whoever fires first started the war. But no, he's saying that all of this is in defense so that he could concoct any BS to say it was a defensive measure. And that will bring the whole world into probably one of the worst conflicts yet. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.